Our 15 Most Anticipated Video Games This Summer by Matt Peckham. From No Man's Sky to a new Destiny expansion, here are some of the biggest games for PC, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Wii U, and the Nintendo 3DS due this summer. Star Ocean: Integrity and Faithlessness. You're headed for the stars some 6,000 light-years from Earth by way of another motley cast of heroes with outlandish hairdos and gloriously gaudy duds. The fifth in Studio Tri-Ace's Star Ocean role-playing series hopes to reinvigorate its classic real-time combat with up to 7-player battles and a story about first contact with an alien species. PlayStation 3 and 4, June 28th. LEGO Star Wars: The Force Awakens. Longtime LEGO custodians TT Games applies its lightly irreverent block-building formula to the newest Star Wars film, adding a few new wrinkles like multi-builds, choose from multiple possible build piles as part of a new puzzling element, and blaster battles, cover-based, over-the-shoulder shootouts. PC, PlayStation 3 and 4, Xbox 360 and 1, Wii U, PlayStation Vita, Nintendo 3DS, June 28th. Inside. Developer Playdead's sophomore effort after 2010's acclaimed minimalist Limbo, Inside lets you explore a similarly shadowed and unfriendly-looking world as an intrepid, nimble child. PC, July 7th, Xbox One, June 29th. Boxbox Boy. Nintendo's quirky 2015 puzzle platformer starring a blocky character named Quibi gets a sequel, wherein players must spawn tiny boxes to solve conundrums like interrupting the ray from a lethal weapon or enabling passage across treacherous drops. Nintendo 3DS, June 30th. Song of the Deep. Developed by a small team within largest studio Insomniac Games, Song of the Deep is a side-scrolling, exploration-driven adventure starring a young girl who cobbles together a submarine in an attempt to find her vanished father. PC, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, July 12th. Monster Hunter Generations. Capcom's newest Monster Hunter, in which players do just what the title says, was originally known as Monster Hunter X, as in Cross in Japan. The X reportedly inspired producer Shintaro Kojima to approach the game design by fours. Thus, Generations offers four hunting styles, four villages to base from, and four primary monsters to defeat. Nintendo 3DS, July 15th. I Am Setsuna. Studio Tokyo RPG Factory's role-playing riff on Tales of Human Sacrifice explores the lives and choices of a small group of individuals, including a girl selected as oblation to demonic creatures, through the lens of gameplay concepts pioneered in 1990s console games like Final Fantasy and Chrono Trigger. PC, PlayStation 4, PlayStation Vita, July 19th. Abduction. Not a formal sequel to Myst, but a spiritual follow-up from the latter's creators, Abduction revisits familiar ground. Puzzle your way through mysterious, exquisitely rendered locales, trying to figure out what's happened to you and why. PC and Mac, July 26th. Abzu. Studio Giant Squid's mysterious underwater exploration game, wherein you can engage sea creatures, including hitching rides on sharks, claims its title is a portmanteau of ancient words ab, meaning ocean, and zu, meaning to know. PC, PlayStation 4, August 2nd. No Man's Sky. In our imaginations, open universe ambler No Man's Sky really is as infinite as developer Hello Games boasts, giving you an endless, procedurally generated cosmos to plumb, and enough to do that you'll never tire of doing it. Fingers crossed. PC, PlayStation 4, August 9th. Metroid Prime: Federation Force. Nintendo's latest handheld Metroid game lets up to four players cooperatively gun down familiar series enemies across an array of planets, or play what amounts to robot soccer in a special multiplayer mode dubbed Metroid Prime Blast Ball. Nintendo 3DS, August 19th. Deus Ex Mankind Divided. The sequel to Deus Ex Human Revolution revisits cyber protagonist Adam Jensen as he grapples with escalating cultural-political tensions prompted by the rise of augmented humans. It also ships with a new breach mode that distills the main game's tactical concepts into VR-themed sneak-in, then sneak-back-out hacking missions. PC, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, August 23rd. World of Warcraft Legion. World of Warcraft's shrinking subscriber base still commands millions, and the latest expansion, Legion, should provide another short-term boost with its level cap jump from 100 to 110 and new melee-focused Demon Hunter hero class. PC, August 30th. ReCore. This action-adventure about a young woman who can salvage and transplant the core of an artificially intelligent companion unites Mega Man creator Kiju Inafune and Metroid Prime series director Mark Pacini. PC, Xbox One, September 13th. Destiny, Rise of Iron. Quasi-online shooter Destiny's fourth expansion further expands the game's no longer skimpy story, adds new competitive maps and modes, provides a customary uptick in loot hunt items, and lifts the game's light level cap significantly. The one downer? They've removed support for PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360. PlayStation 4, Xbox One, September 20th.